Okay, today I would like to do with you Kina Chavches. Kina Chavches discusses the Dalet Malchios. And we have to ask Rishus from our very own Rav Nachum Miller. Rav Nachum Miller wrote a fantastic sefer on the Dalet Malchios. I'm overwhelmed. I was studying it yesterday. It's not something you can read. You have to study. It's dense, extremely dense. And I ask you, please, to assist us and enhance our understanding of this Kina, Kina Chavches. Dalet Mal Chavches. Chavches. Kina Chavches. You don't have a page? Now, I want to say a little bit of a chiddush towards the end of the Kina, and in order to introduce that chiddush, I want to review with you something about the author of this Kina. Who is the author of Kina Chavches? Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. On Tisha B'Av, now our kinos we have, they're numbered at night through the day, 45 kinos. 20 of the 45 were authored by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. There are many piyutim that we recite throughout the year, we may not even realize it. If you recite piyutim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there are many of the piyutim were authored by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. When did he live? It's a very big mystery. No one knows for sure. There are many, many theories. And people have tried to pick up different insights into when he lived, where he lived, from things that he wrote in the kinos and his piyutim. For example, in one of the kinos it says that it's been already more than 1,000 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of the kinos, I forgot which kino that says that. So that, if the Churban took place in the year 70 of the Common Era, the year 70, and it's been more than 1,000 years, then it means 1,070, that means he's living in the 11th century, which Lachora can't be.
Could be a round number, give or take a...
But that would mean he lived in the 10th century, that's very difficult as well. That would be very difficult. So many ends, it's not a riot. It means an editor, a copy editor, he changed it. It said comma, it said something else. And in order to upgrade it to the times that they were living, so someone changed Nusach to 1,000. Two of the kinos, it says 900 years. So does that mean that he lived in the year 970? So that means he lived in the 10th century? It's possible. But many people say that it's not true, that it was an editor changed the Nusach of the Kina from what it used to say to the number 900. Also, there are many other interpretations of what it means, 900. It could mean the combination of the time of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, and the 70 years in between. The Bayis Rishon was 410, the Bayis Sheni was 420, 70 years in between, so that's 900 years. There are many interpretations how to get around that. All right, that's one idea. And let's I'll run by you, basically the range of when he lived varies. Was he a Tana, or was he from the Goinim? The Tanoim were, I guess, the 2nd century, if I'm not mistaken. The 2nd century. And the Goinim were pretty much, I guess, the end of the 10th century. Something along the 10th century. So it's about 1,000, what?
A few centuries before also.
Right, so there's a question, there's a range of when did he live. The range of when he lived spans almost 1,000 years. Some learned that, I'll just tell you some of the names. He was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Some say he was Rabbi Rashbi's son. None other than Rashbi, Rabbi Shimba Yechoi. His son was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, some say, was Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimba Yechoi, which is a tremendous chiddush. Rav Yaakov Emden, others say, can't be. Because one of his kinos, he signs his name, Ani Elazar bar Yaakov HaKalir Mikirya Sefer. So he even tells us where he lived. And he tells us that his name was Elazar bar Yaakov, not Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon, not Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. So, what does it mean exactly? It could be that's not really what he meant. He meant Ben Yaakov, he's a part of Klal Yisrael. Kiryas Sefer does not mean Eretz Yisrael, it means from the family of Kiryas Sefer. Everyone is playing around with this, exactly what it means. Some say, and we tell you he was from the time of the Goinim. Where did he live? He did not write kinos for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which would seem to indicate that he lived earlier on when he was still Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iya in Eretz Yisrael. It was only one day Rosh Hashanah. He did not write kinos. One of the kinos later on, we learn, there's a kina of L'cha Hashem Atztaka. There's a kina which the expressions from that kina are borrowed from Doniel. Those who know kinos tell you that the kina is a complete rejection, focuses on Christian theology. And line by line, it comes to knock out and reject every tenet of Christian theology. It's like an amazing kina. And who wrote this? I forgot which, I don't remember the number. There's two of them. There's the Chasham Atztaka and Hatei Oznecho Shema. It's people who are knowledgeable in these things are baffled at the precision of how the Kalir rejects each one of their tenets, each one of their principles, the things that they say one after the other. That has to mean that he lived among the modern-day Christians. And we say modern-day, it means he lived in Rome, and he lived where? The hotbed of Christianity, to know these things that they were saying. That would have seemed to indicate that he lived much later on. He did not live during the time of the Tanoim, because during the time of the Tanoim, it was not developed to a point where it was just first getting off the ground, Christianity, to the point where he would be able to say such things. Okay, so the Arias back and forth. Everyone is very busy with this. When exactly did the Kalir live? This is a 1,000-year period. All these different Tanoim. He's called Kalir. Kalir, the Oruch. Oruch is a Rishon. He translates a Kalir as an Uga, a cake. A cake. And some say that he didn't start out as being a very, very brilliant person. He ate a cake. In the cake was a Kamiya, was some type of amulet. The Shem Hashem was in the cake, and he ate it, and his mind opened up, and he was filled with Ruach HaKodesh, and he was able to write these incredible piyutim and kinos. Some said that he was a worker. He would work in the food industry, in the cake industry, ugos. And in his free time, he would learn with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi taught him how to be mechadesh. He became the mouthpiece. It's a fascinating thing that Klal Yisrael, for all these years, for 2,000 years, were mourning over the Beis HaMikdash through him. That's an amazing thing. One person, 20, the first 15 kinos in Tisha B'Av mourning are from the Kalir. Those are the Ikar. We have the Tzionim, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and we have Rami Rattenberg, but the Ikar kinos are the 15 first kinos in the morning from the Kalir. The Kalirim, they have a different expression, what they're called exactly. He is we mourn through the Mikdash through him. That's an amazing thing, amazing accomplishment. Okay, now keep that in mind.
Your test is the Chosh Hashem.
So what's the last line? What's the last line? Your test, let me just show you the last line.
There's an alphabetical list here.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. Hadiate, Ate. That's the first one. That was the first one. Look at the last line towards the end of Chaf. Okay, the last one towards the end of Chaf where it says.
46.
Here, Le'oimrim Uzav Veshukach V'Nutash V'Lo'at Shaimim. This is exactly what the Christians say.
The replacement theology.
Yeah, exactly. How could he say such a thing? The scholars, they say, how in the world could the Kalir say such a thing like this? Unless he knew inside out their beliefs and their ideas. Uza v'shukach v'nutash v'lo'ad shaymeh. Right out of their playbook. Word for word. It can't be that he lived during the time of the Tanaim, because the time of the Tanaim, this theme was not yet developed. I'm not familiar with the history, but this is what it says in the books. It's much later on, much during the time of the Goinim, when you had these type of ideas circulating among the Christians. Time of the Tanaim, themselves, they say, famous scholar, Schneur Lyman.
Yeah.
Schneur Lyman, has an awesome shiur where he says that the one who founded Christianity... The Tanoim, I'm not joking, the Tanoim founded Christianity in order to distance secret believers in ideas from the mainstream Klal Yisrael. The Tanoim were the ones who created Christianity. They created the English language. There's some incredible things he has to say. All right, let's go to the Kina. Kina, Eich, now I'm telling that because I want you to keep something in mind. I'm telling you about the Kalir. Everyone who reads the Kalir did not live later than the 10th century. It can't be. Rashi quotes the Kalir. Rashi lived at the very end of the 10th century, at the end of the 11th century, at the end of the end of the 11th century towards the beginning of the 12th century, and Rashi is quoting the Kalir, so there's no way in the world the Kalir lived later than the beginning of the 11th century. Impossible. This can't be. And it's probably a little bit earlier than that as well. Now let's see. Eich Tenachanumi. Let's read the words inside very quickly. I want to go through the four Malchus. There are four Malchus. There is Bavel. We discussed this many times. Different contexts. Bavel. And then there is Yavon. After Yavon. I'm sorry. Paras and Madai. Bavel. Together with the Kastim, as we discussed. Paras to Modai, first came Modai, Modai transferred the Malchus to Paras, then came Yavon. Yavon existed for, I'll just give you the years, for approximately 180 years, beginning with Alexander Mokdon. Alexander Mokdon, after he died, he had a very short life. After he died, the Malchus, his Malchus was divided into four parts. But the period of Yavon was for 180 years. The last 50 years of those 180 years was the worst time, was a very difficult time for Klal Yisrael. And then there was a break. There was a break for 103 years, the Chashmonoim, Jewish authority, autonomy. There was Jewish authority for 100, not 100%, but for 103 years, we were not here and not there. There was no Bavel, there was no Yavon, there was no Edom, there was the Chashmonoim, Chashmon called the Shatz. And then, beginning with Hurdis, began Malchus of Edom. The Edom lasted for the last 103 years, same number, the last 103 years of the Bayis Sheni was under the authority of Edom, beginning with Hordis. Hordis was the first king. And then we're now in Golis for over 1,900 something years. We're now continuing in the Golis of Edom. Bavel was 70 years. So review the numbers. Bavel was 70 years. Golis of Bavel. Modai Uparas was 52 years. That's not so simple. It's a little bit overlap, but 52 years of the Golus of Paras Umodai. Then came 180 years of Yavon. We had a break of 103 years of Jewish autonomy of the Chashmonaim, and then we had another 103 years. The last 103 years of Bayis Sheni was Edom, and that continues today to the last 1,900 and whatever and change we are in today. Eich, let's read the Kina very quickly. Eich Tenachamuni Hevel. Hashem is speaking. Hashem is speaking and saying, how can you attempt to give me comfort? It's futile. It's in vain. V'chinori nepach l'evel, my music, my harp has been transformed into mourning. B'nach l'aschevel, that's an expression. Nach l'aschevel means Eretz Yisrael, my nation. Klal Yisrael is the lot, is the portion of Hashem. Koved olai ol sevel, the burden of suffering has weighed down upon me, Hashem says. V'eich enochem, I can't have comfort. It's another interesting thing that the theme over here is, V'eich enochem, I cannot have comfort. And this, we can talk about this, is a topic in and of itself, that this kina is all about Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu, V'yinoim lehisnachem. What's the pasuk? Vayimoein lehisnachem. He refused to accept comfort, and that's the theme of this kina. That's the motif of this kina. The eich enochem, and that's a beautiful idea to take the David Malchios and relate it to Yaakov Avinu's suffering at the loss of his son Yosef. The eich enochem vayimoein lehisnachem. Okay, but Zayom Chol Shana Yidan Alashana, this day, Tisha B'Av, every single year, times change. The whole Avira, the whole environment changes. Shina means to change. Ida means the times. The time of joy is transformed into a time of mourning. V'hinani aguma ve'aguna. Two different expressions. Agmas nefesh. A woman is an aguna. Yoitzer. Here's Taka where it says Yoitzer more be elef shana, more than 1,000 years. How could the Kalir say such a thing? If the Kalir lived in the 2nd century, it's not been there more than 1,000 years. That's a very difficult thing which requires further in what it means here, more than 1,000 years. So you have to say 1,000 years referring to the time of the when Hashem, the Dor HaMidbar, when Hashem told them that you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael because of your sins. Govar choroin v'nignas oron. Oh, so now we begin. Now we're already beginning. We're beginning with the first Golus. The first Golus is Golus of Bavel. Babel is the first. Now that occurred when Nebuchadnezzar conquered. Now who's the one that hid the Aron? Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu, he died 22 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. We're going now to Babel. The first one is Babel. Babel was Nebuchadnezzar. Yoshiyahu already saw the end is near. He hid the Aron. Govar Charon v'nignas Aron. Already Babel was already coming. He already existed. Babel already came to power. B'mishnah Shibaron b'misarvi Aron, a double Churban. Now this is an allusion that it was a Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. It's difficult. I don't know what it means here. Why he says double? If we're discussing Babel, it was only single. We didn't have yet Bayis Sheni. B'misarvi Maron. Maron refers to the Mishmar of Kohanim. That was the name of the Mishmar Yehoyada that was on duty on the day of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. V'echanochim. Okay. Dirasi Chareva. My base Hamigdash has been destroyed. The Edri Nishba and my flock, the Jewish people, have been captured. The Rabbas Oholiva. Oholiva refers to Yerushalayim, the great city of Yerushalayim. Bodod Yashva has now sat and sits in solitude, is in Golus. The Echenochim. Hual Ari. Now here we begin to describe in detail Bodod. Hual Arye Misubichol. Arye refers to Nebuchadnezzar. He came out from the thicket, from out of the forest. Right. Al Ariel, Ariel is the Beis Hamikdash.
The pasuk, which is frequently cited, is Allah Aryeh Misuko.
From his thicket, right? That's the pasuk referring to Nebuchadnezzar. He conquered the Beis Hamikdash. Ariel is a term, word that refers to the Beis Hamikdash. Al Ariel v'hissebicho. Contrast, right, the Ariel against the Ari. Excellent. Ariel, these two, the Migdash is called the lion, and the Nebuchadnezzar is called the lion. The lion went to war against the lion, the Hissebicho, and he destroyed the Migdash. The Hegla Misuko, the Sukko is the term for the Beis HaMikdash, the Sukkah. We've been exiled, Min Chaso, Vinisko, the Korbanos. The Korbanos came to an end with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yeah.
So it's an alliteration. Misukho, and then...
the sukkah, the same sherish,
and then misuko,
and the thicket, yes, and then being destroyed. All the words are the same sherish, the samach and the bays and the chaf. Correct. It's all this very poetic. For harak hamonim mishuchei shmonim. Now this is very important. This is unique to the bayis. This is unique to the bayis rishon, because in the bayis rishon there was shemen hanishcha. So the hamonim, the people that were anointed, we're focusing on Bavel. Bavel destroyed the bayis rishon. The bayis rishon was called the Ariel. And the Bayis Rishon, they were Kohanim that were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Be'ivui Nimnim, Be'ivui means in the desired place. That's a term for the Beis HaMikdash, we counted. This is also unique to the Bayis Rishon. Pirchei Kohanim, Alafim Shmonim, 80,000 young Kohanim were murdered at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. This is in the Gemara, in the Medrash, and perfect fits perfectly. Zinvam Kichivi, the Hidvi. This requires more discussion. I don't know, like a snake. For some reason, we're comparing the Nebuchadnezzar here to a snake. He cut off from behind. He cut off from behind Bnei Yisrael like a snake. The Hidvi means he caused their blood to flow. The Ezras Hamalbi. Ezra means in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash of the lion. Hamalbi is standing as Ariel in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. He cut off the Jewish people like a snake. Aryoch, now we go to his general, his chief executioner, the Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan was like a little lion. Nebuchadnezzar was the big lion, and the little lion was Nebuzaradan. Aryoch, the little lion, was kamo lavi, was like the big lion. Aldam koin v'navi, he killed 80,000 kohanim when he tested the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada. When he came to the Mishnah, he found the blood was bubbling. The blood of Zechariah was bubbling because he was murdered. He was a kohen, he was a navi, it was Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur, and he was murdered when he was giving them Musar not to worship idols, and his blood was bubbling for hundreds of years, in fact, almost 200 years. Blood was bubbling, and when Nebuzaradan came to destroy the Bayis Rishon, he saw this blood bubbling. He asked the Kohanim, what is this blood? They told him, oh, it's just the blood of a korban. And he conducted a number of tests, and then he finally learned the truth, and he said, I'm going to appease the blood, and he killed the Sanhedrin, he killed the Kohanim. 80,000 Kohanim were killed over the blood until the blood stopped bubbling, the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada. Okay, next, Chorash. Now we go further. We're going through history. Keep this in mind. We're traveling through history. Chorash Limashuos. This refers to Beitar. What happened? We're going now 70 years later. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Beitar was 70 years later, 60 years later. Bar Kokhba. And what happened there by Beitar? At that point in time, they plowed over the city. The city was plowed. This is one of the five things, the major event. There were five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Number one, the decree that that Bnei Israel will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the Bais was destroyed, Bais Rishon. Number three, Bais Sheni was destroyed. Number four, Beitar was conquered. Number five, the city was plowed over. So that's who, that, who did this? All this was all done during the time of Bavel. Oh, you're right. I'm all confused. You're totally right. I'm sorry. I made a terrible mistake. You're right.
But it's out of sequence.
You're right. I made a mistake. So we have to be mind what it means exactly. You're right. I made a terrible mistake. It's impossible. So this is Turnus Rufus.
Yeah. I don't understand what it's doing there.
Wait, Turnus Rufus was the Bais Sheni, right?
Oh, right.
Yes, so yeah. I don't know. Okay, so it's a matter of interpretation. Okay, let's just put that. Okay, we have to move forward. There are a million questions you could ask. Extremely, you're right. I made a mistake. And the approach I want to give over to you is I want to go through history. So then this interpretation would not make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's out of place. So you're right. Forget about that. You're right. Charash l'mashuos, it was plowed over. Ir Malaya Teshuos, a beautiful city, a city of Yerushalayim that was filled with shouts of joy. Ubote Soifim Mishnayos, Yosem Yarba Meos, we know that that was through 480 Bate Kinosios in Yerushalayim, but this was during the Bais Sheni, right? So what's doing here? I'm not sure. Okay. Now we go to Modai. So we're pretty much finished. That line is a difficult line, which has to be interpreted, okay, what it means. But let's now, we finish now with Golis of Bovel. Now we're going to the Golis of Parasu Modai. Tosa Modai. Modai was swift. La'abed Chamudai. To destroy my Chamudai. Now, here, listen. How long was the Golis of Modai of Bovel? 52 years. L'chor, if you look at it, it was probably the best. What happened? Nothing. We had the threat of Haman, but that turned out okay. We survived. This is a very important line here. We have to remember that we celebrate Purim. So it was a wonderful Yom Tov, but you have to remember we paid a very heavy price for Purim. What was the price we paid for the miracle of Purim? Daniel was murdered. Haman murdered Daniel in cold blood. Vayever Hasach, when he saw that he was communicating with Esther, he murdered Daniel Ish Chamudos. Daniel, what he accomplished with Klal Yisrael was murdered in the time of Golus of Modai during those 52 years. That was a price that was very, very heavy. A very expensive price to pay for the miracle of Purim. So when you celebrate, it's a bittersweet celebration, the miracle of Purim. That's alluded to here, Chamudai, Daniel Ish Chamudos. Tosa Modai La'abid Chamudai. Now what else? Is there something else that has to be said? It's very important. We think, oh, it was so bad. It's okay, Daniel died. Okay, terrible. But it was a miracle. Purim, Klal Yisrael got escaped. Kemat, except for Daniel, scot-free. It was the worst galus from all the four. How do I know? The worst of the worst. The intermarriage rate during these 52 years was off the charts. Off the charts. Threatened the existence of Klal Yisrael. You come back to Eretz Yisrael, the child follows the mother. There's no Klal Yisrael because everyone is intermarried. Married, Nosha Machrios. Ezra had to go and plead with them to divorce your non-Jewish wives. Golis, the friendship, Paras. Jews, you do whatever you want. You're my friends. Koresh told them, go back. This was the greatest sakana. Threatened the existence of Klal Yisrael, the intermarriage rate, and that's the Golis. This is the Golis of Moda. Tosa, Moda was swift. And they ruled over my delightful ones. Bekar Madai and Mordechai. This refers to Mordechai. When Mordechai, he ripped his clothing when he heard the gzera. Lahash v'labitz kol ha'yehudim. Yo atzol lechanek b'nei gur mizanek. This refers to Haman. Haman is Amalek. Amalek attacked Shevet Dan in the Midbar. Dan was they were outside the Machaneh. Amalek don yizanek don gur ayeh yizanek min habashan. This refers to Haman, just like Haman, Haman attacked Bnei Yisrael, just like his ancestor Amalek attacked Shevet Don. This refers to the Purim miracle. Yo atzol lechanek Bnei gur mizanek. He went out to choke the Shevet Don Bepechad l'shanek, and he did this with one decree, l'shanek, to tear apart the entire Klal Yisrael, l'hashmid l'harug l'abedes kol ha'yudim, min av yad zakin, taf v'nashim v'yom echad, zakin v'yoshish oil v'yonek, adults and children. Okay, we're finished with the 52 years of Paras Umadai. Now we go to the 180 years of Golus of Yavon. Kovdo Shilishis, the third one. The third one is Yavon. Al Kodesh Resh. Ah, that's exactly what they wanted to uproot. They don't want to kill our bodies. They wanted to uproot the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Al Kodesh Resh. Beshetzef Charishis Basel with a deafening stream of anger. They set their eyes, lahashis, to destroy. Basa means to make a wasteland. Lahashis is to set. They wanted to wipe us out, to wipe out the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Lochatz al-Lechalek, they pressured Lechalek to separate B'nei Cholak v'Cholak. B'nei Cholak refers to Yaakov. Yaakov was a smooth-skinned child in contrast to Esav, which was hairy. V'Cholak is Hashem. Hashem is Cholak. He chose us as his portion.
So,
Hichelek Hashem Amo. Because they tried to separate Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the essence of Yavon is. Yavon is the one that's trying to make that hevdel between Klal Yisrael. You're nothing special. You're not Hashem's chosen nation. And because of your Kedusha, we'll take away your Kedusha. When we take away your Kedusha, you just be another nation among the world. Shein lechem chilek b'shem eishtolek. And they told them that you have no portion among eishtolek. That Klal Yisrael has no... The kisv lechem al keren ashar. Shein lechem chilek b'lekei Yisrael. That's what they wanted to do. This is the 180 years of the Golus of Yavon. Finished. Now we come to the fourth Golus, Edom. The last 103 years of the Bayis Rishon is Edom. Morda Edom, Adushas Adam, a reference to Esav, which ate from the pot. Haliteni na min ha'adoim ha'adoim hazem. The Otzav, the Zodim, they were swift in defiance. La'abed case Adam to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the case.
Nizid
Adoshem. La'abed to destroy case the Adam to destroy Hashem's footstool. That refers to the Bayis Sheni. Edom came to destroy the Bayis Sheni. Noadu ma'ad Moav Amon. Who came? Who joined? Moav Amon. When the Moav Amon came to the Beis Hamikdash, what did they do? They didn't go for the booty. They went and they took out the Sefer Torah, the Kruvim, and they wanted revenge from Klal Yisrael for the fact that they've been rejected from Klal Yisrael. Hashvus Amon to destroy the Torah. When Amon and Moav came to the Beis Hamikdash, they took the Torah and they paraded the Torah in the street. They paraded the Torah in the street to show. To rip out the words of Lo Yovei Amon Umovei Mekal Hashem Ulahachiv Amon and to destroy the Mikdash. Okay, Sila. Now we're going further. They destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Now we go to Beitar. When did most of the Harugi Malchus have the mighty of Beitar, Rabbi Akiva? Sila Kol Abirai. They trample my mighty ones. This refers to the Asara Harugi Malchus. They were all victims of Edoim, especially Rabbi Akiva, which took place 760 years after the Chumay Samigdash. The Edrei Chavirai and the flock of my friends, Vuhuv Logu Gibarai, my mighty ones, Beitar, the Gibarim of Beitar were overcome, Le'en Kol Evrai, in front of the entire world. They didn't have Kavura for a long, how many years was it? Everyone would pass, they would see the bodies were piled up. The bodies,
like
what?
40 or something?
40 years, there was no kvura. So when you would walk in that area, you would see the bodies be piled up. Okay, so now here's the Echenochem. Now here's my question to you. Okay, we're winding down. No, only 5 more minutes. We're winding down. My question to you is that we should stop right here. Because we've gone through all four. We've gone through Bavel. We've gone through Paras Umadai. We've gone through Yavon. We've gone through Edom. And we've even gone through the later part of Edom. We've gone through after the Chumash HaMikdash, Beitar. But it goes weiter. Why is it going better? Because this Kina is really world history. We're going through history. Edom goes on for another 1,900 and whatever number of years.
We're going.
Yeah. What happened now? What was the next major tragedy for Klal Yisrael besides the blood libels, and pogroms? Let's not kid out. We know the history. But the next major event was the First Crusade. And not only the First Crusade, this went on for 200 years. There were 10 Crusades. There were 3 major Crusades. Then there were some smaller Crusades. But Oifa Nafshi Lahargim, this, I'm saying Jush now. To me, this appears to be describing the Crusades. Oifa Nafshi Lahargim, Lemisva Harugim, Ki Ayol Orgim, the Olecha Neheragim. This is a beautiful expression, like an Ayol. An Ayol cries out for water. It's an expression of a. it's an expression of incredible yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it describes Velechon HaHerakim, how they gave up the Gifts. We started with the Mirshon, we'll do next week, we started the Crusades. The Mesiras Nefesh, the terms that are used to describe the Crusades, they gave themselves up to Hashem like Korbanos. The knife was called a Macheles. And they did a Bedika on this, on the knife before they killed themselves, not to be, they examined the knife as if they were doing a Shechitas HaKarbon, Hashem HaKarbon. This, and Oifa Nafshi, the Klai Yisrael came to a point of exhaustion at this point during the time of the First Crusade. Oifa Nafshi laharugim lemispa harugim, ka'ayil harugim, like an ayil that yearns, that cries out, v'olechan erugim, for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are killed. Okay, we're going further. Remember, when did the Kalir live? Pulatsu, he didn't live during the Crusades, that's for sure, but I just told you that he's describing the Crusades. Next, Pulatsu biyom karaf. There are now wars. Now this appears biyom karaf b'mishuch v'marav v'al dama me'orav kehol v'amarav. Now this can refer also to the Crusades because they were going from, there was a constant, there were battles that were going on for hundreds of years between the Christians and the Muslims. The Crusade versus Jihad. The Crusade was the crying call of the Christians. Jihad, even Jihad is the crying call of the Muslims. We were world, who got caught in the crossfire? We did. And this went on for hundreds of years. Pulatsu, they were horrified beyom krav in the days of battle, the Mizrach v'Marav all over the world, al-damam arav, on the blood of the world wars that took place between the Christians and the Muslims, kahol v'amarav. Okay, let's go further. Now we're going further. You have to really define exactly different points in history to apply this to Tzaris, Al-Tzaris, Zum, Izum, Itziros, Gidoilois, to Itziros, Aduchos, Vlaik, Itziros. This Luchai refers to the later part, during to the 15th, 16th, 17th century, especially Gezeros, Tachvitat. Tachvitat, the pogroms, blood libels, the terrible massacres that happened in Poland with the Cossacks, and this is Jewish history. Now we come to World War I and World War II. Kashrut sinasam v'chagru chanisam, they tied on their shields and girded their spears. V'osfu machanosam, all of the machanos, all of the battalions. These are the world wars, World War I, World War II. V'erichu l'manisam, and it went on forever, no end to it. Then what's the next tsara in the history of Klal Yisrael? Holocaust. Rabos anchosai v'yatsumos kinosai, my kinos, my laments are awesome, powerful. Rabu Nahamosai, the Ato Hashem Admosai. 6 million, Admosai. This, mamish, you read these words carefully and translate them and understand them. This is like the perfect summary. It's hard to imagine. He's summarizing the Holocaust in these words.
It brings it into a level of Nebula.
Oh, I told you, when did the Kalir live? We're not finished yet. Okay, Holocaust is over. State of Israel, 1948. United Nations. What do they do the whole day, the United Nations? What do you do when you turn on and listen to the radio? What do you listen to, open up the paper? What do you hear? All you hear after the Holocaust is the next two lines. Shamata cherpasam. You heard Hashem, their verbal abuse of us. Cherfuni bisvasam. All they do the whole day is they speak Lashon Hara on us. Shivtam bikimasam. When they wake up in the morning and when they go to sleep, ani man gimasam. I am the theme of their litzanis, of their rites of songs. That's all they do. This is exactly what goes on in the United Nations. Every day, every day they pass resolutions to condemn the Jewish state, to condemn the Jewish people. This is the 20th century. Next, now this is amazing. I mean, the next words are mind-boggling, mind-blowing, because now we discuss the next stage. The next stage is Intifada, terrorism, the battles, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, people, how many thousands of people lost their life in fighting and defending Eretz Yisrael, families, terrorism, and you have a little teeny state, a few million people, surrounded by hundreds of millions of Arabs, and what do they commit all these acts of terror and war? How could you have the chutzpah to summarize in 5 words the loss of thousands of lives? Enormous suffering that has happened in front of our own eyes in the last number of years. What are the Arabs saying to us? Tikvaschen efo, maluchem po. What are you doing here? A little teeny state among 100 million Arabs. What are you trying to accomplish in this little land here? Get out, get lost.
Are you suggesting that tikva stem is somehow...
Your hope. Hatikva? No, I'm not suggesting that. You said that, not me. You said that.
You said that,
not me. Tikvas chem eifo. It's amazing. It's exactly what it's all about. What are you hoping for? What are you trying to accomplish in this land? What are you doing in this land? This was not true. There wasn't no Eretz Yisrael for 1,950 years. It didn't exist. This is a new phenomenon. Now, the next line. The next line, I don't know what it means. You know why? It didn't happen yet. One thing I'll tell you, is that if you study Yechezkel, and you study Yemos HaMashiach, and you study the event of the building of Mashiach, it says there's going to be a river that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's going to trickle, start off as a trickle, get bigger and bigger, and it's going to turn into a massive, and the waters are going to heal the world. It says there three times that from the Beis HaMikdash is going to be refuah. It is going to be a refuah to the world. Obviously, there's a need for refuah. And the goyim are going to deny the koyach that we have to provide that refuah. Chora apo! Hashem is angry! Ve'ein omer! Hashem can't heal you! But the Nevuah of Yechezkel says that Yemos HaMashiach, when the Mikdash is rebuilt, this trickle of water is going to go out and provide refuah for the entire world. And that, according to many opinions, ends the Kina, and then this goes back to the beginning of the Kina, or what?
It sounds more to me like Gog and Magog.
Okay, and Chanami, we don't know what this means. This is the last part of history. Teshuvos Seichem Nishar Amar. Okay, let's just finish up. Your answers, they say now, it's not clear what this means. Either we can say it's another step in history. Teshuvos Seichem Nishar Amar. Your answers, don't try to end the Goyim say to Klal Yisrael, your answers are lies. Hununi Oivde HaBaal, those that worship the Baal. What does that mean exactly? The Baal, what does the Baal mean? I don't know exactly. The Avodah Zarah, they torment me, those that worship idols. And this will go on until Ad Yashkoif Mimal Mor Shal V'Yel, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who looks from above, will look down and bring Techiyas HaMesim. So basically, this Kina is the history of the world. And when did the Kalir live again? When did the Kalir live? The Kalir live in the second century, the time of the Tanoim, maybe the Goinim. He didn't live the time of Rash. He didn't live in the 11th century. But yet, with the utmost precision, it appears that he's describing the Crusades, describing Tach V'Tat, he's describing the Holocaust, describing acts of terror that have taken place in Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. So you have to. So obviously, this was written with Ruach HaKodesh, or what I told you, or the alternative is what I told you is not true. But I think there's definitely something very deep here in this Kina, and we just ran through it like a race through it. But obviously, you can take every single word and play around with it and focus the depth of what are the Dalid Malchios. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, tomorrow Mi'etz Hashem.